Welcome to Breeder Syndicate, where we explore the history of a clandestine scene through the eyes of the folks who lived it. I'm Matthew, owner of Riot Seeds. I'll occasionally be joined by my co-host Not-So-Dog, breeder and grower from Mendocino. Welcome to the underground. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Breeder Syndicate Reviews. The first strain we're going to check out is Afghan Rails from Santa Cruz Goat Farm. So as I first look at the buds, it's very, very dense, especially for a train wreck hybrid. But it's not as dense as, say, a Cookies or a Kush or an OG. Looking at it, it's very, very resinous. Lots of trichomes. Amazing resin production, as you usually find in train wreck hybrids. Train wreck's a very nice resin producer, though it does have short resin glands and stalks. Now, the first smell I smell when breaking it up, there is a soapiness that is like OG, but it's not OG. Like, I wouldn't smell this and immediately go, oh, that's got OG in it. It's an old Afghani type smell that I usually associate with old Afghans. There's also a lot of funk. There's some skunkiness to it. And again, typical of old Afghans. I believe this Afghan is supposed to be from 1988, an old Santa Cruz special. So yeah, that's. I mean, it's got the earthy tones. It's even got some chocolate, lots of funk. It's got clean tones, almost like laundry, along with the soapiness, which is really unique. It's got a really unique terpene profile. And at first glance, you know, it looks like an old Afghan type, but the complexity of the terpene profile really, really stands out. So I'm pretty impressed so far. Let's give this a smoke. So when doing reviews, I always like to make sure whatever piece I'm smoking out of is completely clean, just as if the day it was bought, you know, totally clean, no resin. I want to be able to taste everything. I want to taste all the complexities. I want to be able to smell the complexities as I bring the pipe up to my mouth. There's a lot to it, but the main important thing is keep your water clean, keep your piece clean if you're going to be doing reviews and really trying to figure out what's going on with the high and how a strain interacts with your body best. So let's check it out. So I can taste the soapiness. There was almost a tobacco note that came with it, which is really weird. I've never really tasted that in cannabis. The little bit of terpenylene from the train wreck really does give you a mouthful of flavor. It's very special, very unique. The high is very quick acting. I can already feel it sitting in the back of my eyes. So like most Afghans do, it does have a very narcotic body high type. It immediately sits right behind my eyes. And now, remember, everybody is going to feel a different reaction due to their brain chemistry and how certain cannabinoids affect a person. Everybody's brain chemistry is different. So when you go into a dispensary and someone tells you that a plant will always affect you a certain way, indicas always do this, sativas always do that, please don't take it at face value. There's no one who can tell you exactly how any strain will affect you at any certain time of the day. I mean, certain strains I can smoke in the morning, the first smoke of the day, and it'll affect me much different than it would right before bed. So that's something to keep in mind too. So yeah, I give this a 5 out of 5. I love old Afghanis. I love train wreck, and I'll be growing this. This will be in my garden very soon, and I'll be doing a selection. So shout out to Pac from Santa Cruz Goat Farm. Killer bud, killer grow, killer breeding. And I'm looking forward to doing other reviews on the other herbs dropped, including the Santa Cruz Blue Dream crossed a train wreck. So keep your ears peeled for that one. If you're interested in picking up Santa Cruz Goat Farm genetics, please check out RiotSeeds.com. In our feminized section, we have all of his train wreck crosses, one of which was the Afghan Rails that I spoke about, and the Santa Cruz Blue Dream crossed a train wreck. So definitely check it out, RiotSeeds.com. Want more Breeder Syndicate? Be sure to check out our Patreon by going to Google and searching Breeder Syndicate Patreon. We have a secret Discord where we are available at most times and interact daily. There are a lot of perks to be had there, so check it out. Need seeds? Check out riotseeds.com, where you can get our seeds and our reversal spray for making your own feminized seeds.